We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A story that may have flown under your radar. The State Department says Iranian government forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in recent protests. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk joins us from the United Nations. Pam, this violence comes as Iranians are standing up against the regime of the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes, exactly. Now, this is unrest that began in mid-November after the government abruptly raised gas prices, fuel prices, almost 300%. And so these protests have gone on in several different cities in Iran, and it's part of what the U.S. and the Trump administration says is the maximum pressure campaign. In other words, keep those sanctions tight because of the nuclear program.
No one wants 1,000 people killed, but do these deaths rather punctuate the U.S.'s point that the Khomeini regime needs to be overthrown?
Well, it certainly undermines the reformers, the Rouhani people, and supporters in Iran. Does it punctuate it? It may or may not. What they're saying is, yes, there is repression of any kind of dissent, but what happens next? Do they repress more? And we just had a letter from France, Germany, and the UK that they are to the UN Secretary General, suggesting that he say that they are now developing inconsistent activity in their nuclear program.
Now, a lot of what we're reporting here is a little sketchy because the Iranian government has actually been blocking the internet and social media.
Yes, exactly. What this does is raise the question, what is the impact of this maximum pressure campaign? Certainly, the Iranian government is turning against its own people. If it's Amnesty's view that it's about 200 people or other estimates of observers that it's 450, or if it's the U.S. government's 1,000, a lot of people are being detained and killed. And so, number one, they may be repressing their own people as a result of all of this pressure from the sanctions. Number two, they may be redeveloping and beginning the new development of their missile program and their nuclear program. And number three, they may be ready to suppress the reformers within Iran. So all of the results of this maximum pressure campaign is unclear, but we have seen Iran attack Saudi oil fields. We have seen commercial vessels attacked in the Gulf, Persian Gulf. And so there clearly is a very bad reaction within Iran, whether or not that results in what the U.S. is hoping for, which is a change of regime and a backing down from their nuclear program, is still on the cards are out on that one.
Pamela Falk, CBS News at the United Nations. Pam, thank you for talking with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.